Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
But I realized that I get my energy from people. I am a natural extrovert. I like talking with people. I like working with people. I like building teams because every business I've done, I've had a team. So without team, it gets very, very lonely. And I very soon started to lose interest in it. And towards, I think, 2017, I thought, this is it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by my friend Sam Kamani. Now, Sam also featured on episode 26, so if you want more of him, be sure to check that out as well. Sam is a serial entrepreneur. Right now, he's working on Ensider, a gamified trading platform. And he hosts the podcast Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani, where he sits down with entrepreneurs from around the world. I highly recommend giving it a listen. But he also quickly got bored of one of his own startups. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Sam Kamani, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex, for inviting me on your show.
So let's talk about this marketplace startup idea that you had. What was it? And then how did it fail for you?
Yes, I would love to talk about it. I would first set the scene on how it all started. So in end of 2015, I sold my first company, which was an e-commerce startup that sold directly from New Zealand to Australia, US, and some parts in Asia. And we were quite successful. I managed to take it from not from a very small company to quite significant and multi-million dollar revenue and profits and all that. So once we sold that, I went and took a year of sabbatical. We had our second baby and all that. After that, I was like, okay, what do I want to do? So I had been working with people for all these years and I was like, oh, cool, I'll go and be a solopreneur. The idea was very romantic. I'll just go and tinker around on my own at home and I'll just build this marketplace to help photographers and people who love photos and images connect and just go from there. I did that very, very fast because I had all the technical skills I'd been learning while in my sabbatical. I'd been learning more coding and more things. And I had a lot of experience in customer acquisition and all that. So I built it, released it, started to get few people interested, started to get few people listing their services on it and all that. But I realized that I get my energy from people. I am a natural extrovert. I like talking with people. I like working with people. I like building teams because every business I've done, I have successfully done, I've had a team. So without team, it gets very, very lonely. And I very soon started to lose interest in it. And towards, I think, 2017, I thought like, it was middle of 2017, I thought, oh, this is it. I've done this for 6 to 8 months and I am not enjoying it. I hate it. A lot of these sort of marketplaces and tech startups, they are a very long haul thing. Sort of, you cannot instantly make a financial return on that. You have to be open to running it for quite a few years and building the critical mass because they rely on economies of scale. And I was getting bored, I was getting tired. So I decided to chuck in the towel, just close it down, close the whole thing down, just, you know, count my losses and move on. And that's when I joined an esports startup as a chief operating officer and head of growth and all that. And then I grew that quite a bit. So that was very successful. because once again, I was working with people. I had people to bounce ideas with. I had people to brainstorm with. And it's also the thing, like, one and one is not two. One and one is sometimes 11. Especially when you find people and team members with complementary skills, all working towards the same vision, the same mission, working together. So that really helped me. That experience, that failure helped me understand myself better and realize what I really want and need in my life, kind of thing.
I love that. I think, you know, sometimes we have to take those lessons from where we go out on a limb and we try something new, in your case being a solopreneur, and then you realize, oh, wait a second, like, I need that team there. I need those people to energize me and to help me. Do you think that this marketplace idea, had you had that team from the get-go, do you think that that would have energized you and really pushed you to make it a productive company?
Yes and no. Yes would be if we were all working towards that mission, if we were all fully bought in, then yes. If not, if they were just doing it as a job, then no. So more than the team is, like, I like having co-founders where everyone is working towards the same mission.
And so I'm curious, and I think a lot of listeners would be curious because it's a lot of founders listening to the show. How do you give them that vision? How do you share that with people and help them capture that idea that you hold so dear so that they can push for it as well, instead of being, like you said, just an employee, just somebody who's kind of there from 9 to 5?
I mean, the short answer is give them a stake in the company. The long answer is find people who are passionate about solving the same problem, who are passionate about the same cause. So then, you know, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I love that. And last time we had you on a while back, you said that the best advice you could give was it's the people. And I'm curious, obviously that's a theme for you. Obviously, I think that's a theme for everybody. I think that's huge and probably the best advice you can give or get. But other than that, in one sentence, what recommendation would you give to people when maybe they're feeling tired of one of their projects or tired of one of their interests?
First of all, what is the motivation? Also, like, you know, thinking back, it's like, I didn't have the right motivation. I just wanted to build something where, because I had an idea, I didn't have that strong a motivation and passion for what I was doing. Also, sometimes when you're financially successful, it's hard to get that motivation and passion for me, like at that time, because I've had my exit and then I was just, you know, fluffing around and just trying different things, random things and all that. So the where is your motivation and passion coming from? When people are really motivated and passionate about solving a problem, they make it work. They find the people, they find the money, they find the resources, whatever they need, they do it. So yeah, where is your motivation coming from? And for people who are tired, I would like to say that take rest, don't give up. So if you get tired, take some rest, you know, take something that re-energizes you, rejuvenates you, instead of just giving up.
Of course, we finish each episode with that one bulb, that one idea, the try number 1000 that's working for you now. So feel free to brag a little bit, plug everything that you want to. What's working for you right now, Sam?
So what's working for me is that something similar to what I said in the last episode that I was here, that I have had so many ideas. I've had so much experience of dealing with startups and businesses over the last 18, 19 years of my life. And for so many years, I did not share that with others. I have no reason why, maybe lack of confidence that I can do it, or that I have no idea what held me back. But about 2 years ago, I thought, cool, I'm just going to go out and share. So I started going out and speaking at universities and other business events, and I started writing my book. So this is the book, the first book that I wrote with a co-author, Will. It's called The 30-Day Startup, and where I talk about building a minimum viable product in 30 days or less for not much funding or not much money, how you can test your ideas really fast and how you can scale them, how you can promote them and all that. The second one I wrote earlier this year while everyone was in lockdown is Business in Time of Corona, where I talk about how to pivot your business or your career. So yeah, that's about it. I feel like I should have been doing this all along, and I would have had 15 books that I would have written, because now I write a book every single year.
That is amazing. And we're going to have links for all of those books, all the resources that you mentioned, for people to go and access and continue learning from the knowledge that you've shared with us today. So Sam Kamani, I just want to say thank you again for joining me on Broken Bulbs.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me and inviting me to share my experiences.
And thank you for listening. What energizes you? I'm like Sam. I need people around me to keep me moving in the right direction and keep me motivated. Thankfully, I've got great guests to keep this project going. Special thank you to Sam Kamani for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani, along with his books, which I've linked down in the show notes. And of course, if you want more from Sam, you can go to episode 26 of Broken Bulbs. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. It really does help a lot. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.